From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. He's still not talking much, but now that he's back in the United States, former Utah governor and ambassador to China, John Huntsman, is definitely making some moves that indicate a run for the White House is on his mind. In fact, tomorrow he'll speak at the commencement for the University of South Carolina, in a key state he would want to win in a GOP primary. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from South Carolina. Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thomas, tell me about Governor Huntsman's new political action committee that he just started.
Your listeners might remember that there was a political action committee called Horizon PAC that launched a couple months ago. It was based in Utah, and they also had one in New Hampshire. This is different than that. It's kind of a little bit of a political game they play. So you have Horizon PAC in Utah, New Hampshire. Huntsman's now back in the States. He started what's called HPAC, which could stand for Huntsman, maybe. essentially, it's a federal PAC that allows him to kind of, you know, travel the country and hire some people and donate to candidates. It's not officially a, you know, exploratory committee, so you can't necessarily test the waters, but, you know, you can check and see if there's water there, I guess.
So, Thomas, tell me what Huntsman's going to be up to in important primary states like South Carolina, where you are, and New Hampshire as well.
Well, as you said earlier, tomorrow Huntsman's going to be speaking at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. He's not supposed to do any necessarily political stuff, but he is, according to a few reports, going to meet with South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who is obviously in a prime position for Republican candidates trying to get some sway in the early voting state of South Carolina, the Palmetto State. And the other part is he's headed up New Hampshire in about 2 weeks to do another commencement address. He's also expected to do some kind of glad handing when he's up in New Hampshire. This one won't just be the commencement address and run out of the state kind of thing. He's going to be at the Republican Leadership Conference in New Orleans in mid-June, so he's keeping busy.
Still speaking of Huntsman, Thomas, I understand President Jimmy Carter, despite obviously being a Democrat, recently described him as an attractive candidate. Was he talking about the former governor's boyish good looks there?
You know, I don't think Mary Kay, Huntsman's wife, should be too concerned. But I think what Carter was saying, that, you know, he's somebody that voters could really like. Of course, Carter was very clear that he's going to vote for the Democratic nominee, which, you know, with a 99% chance is going to be Obama again. So don't count on Jimmy Carter's support. But it's again on that whole kill this campaign with kindness move, that the more the Obamas and Democrats start talking about how much they love Huntsman, the more GOP primary voters may not.
Thomas, there's been a lot of talk about birth certificates lately, with President Obama recently putting this birther conspiracy theory to rest by releasing his long-form certificate. But I see you actually secured a copy of Governor Huntsman's birth certificate, right?
I did, and it was surprisingly easy. Unlike the whole situation in Hawaii where they're not public, I pretty much just had to go to San Mateo County in California, give them $45, and they sent me the birth certificate. So it was pretty easy.
But were you having doubts before about the governor's citizenship?
Not really worried about it, but I figured it's always good to have something like that around. And I figured that if nothing else, we'll head off any questions, right? No, there'll be no Huntsman birthers.
Well, some people in Utah might consider California to be basically a different country anyway.
That's understandable.
And I should note that next year, Thomas, Universal Pictures is actually coming out with a film that is called, I'm dead serious here, it's called Snow White and the Huntsman. So I guess if the whole president thing doesn't work out for him, he could always be a movie star.
Yeah, I don't know if he's much of a dwarf, though, but, you know, maybe he could try.
Finally, Thomas, Utah Senator Mike Lee has been raising his voice on the debt ceiling issue, saying he will not vote to raise the debt ceiling unless Congress simultaneously passes a balanced budget amendment. Is he getting anybody's support on this issue?
Well, he's certainly grabbing some Republican support. He's got a few senators he's aligned on this letter that he's circulating that says, you know, he wants to have the balanced budget amendment pass both chambers of Congress before they would vote to approve a debt ceiling. But we have to remember that the Senator Lee is still in the minority in the Senate. Their Democrats still control that chamber. So it's unlikely that a balanced budget amendment would pass in the Senate, at least right now looking at things. So I'm not sure it's really going to work, but it sure makes for a good effort.
And Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, we caught up with earlier this week, is kind of using the death of Osama bin Laden to make his case once again that U.S. troops should pull out of Afghanistan. We should do it with intelligence instead, like we did with bin Laden. What is Lee saying about this whole affair?
You know, Senator Lee isn't right. Sure, we want to pull all troops out of Afghanistan right now. But the senator this week was very clear when he talked to the Utah reporters that he doesn't think we should have, you know, told Pakistan we were headed into their sovereign nation to get Osama bin Laden, because we probably wouldn't have got Osama bin Laden if that was the case. Somebody might have tipped him off. And he was very clear. We're not saying he knows for sure that that would have happened. But he has no problem with us going into that that country. And that's interesting coming from Lee, because he's a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee who gets to deal with these situations.
We've been speaking with Thomas Burr. He is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Take care, Jeff.